Well, people over 50 are cancelling their appointments to get their second dose of AstraZeneca. The medical advice on who should get AstraZeneca has changed. It's now only recommended for people over the age of 60. Previously, anyone over 50 had been told they were all good, but the advice has changed due to fears of blood clotting. 7 cases have emerged in the past week. Now, over 50s are cancelling their second dose in droves, and experts say that's a bad idea. Professor Nick Talley, editor of the Medical Journal of Australia, is on the line. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
I can understand why people would be cancelling when they hear this changed advice.
Look, I understand it too, but if you've had your first dose of AstraZeneca, basically, please have your second dose. The evidence is very clear. Vanishingly rare you'll have any serious side effects with the second dose. So that's the important information for people to know. The second dose is really, really safe. And so please, if you've had the first dose, get the second dose, because you're not fully covered till you've had both doses.
There's a debate this morning over whether this is an overreaction, changing the rules or recommendations around AstraZeneca. What's your view?
It's certainly confusing for the public. I'm worried about that, because it sends a message that I think has confused people, and that's really concerning. Obviously, as the data accumulates and the health advice can change, that's what's happened here. But I guess it's a pity, really, as you think about it. This has happened in many ways. I think it's a pity for the vaccine rollout, because with the Delta and other serious variants out there, we're all still, if we're unvaccinated, at high risk, and that's the problem.
I've got a call from Chris who says, I've had my first AstraZeneca vaccine. Someone told me I can get the Pfizer vaccine for my second dose. What would you say to Chris?
Well, at the moment, that's not the advice, and as far as I'm aware, it's not the availability either. So while there are some clinical trials going on of mix and match, that is having, for example, AstraZeneca and then Pfizer, they haven't all been completed. And I think at this stage, basically, you're required to get the same vaccine for the second dose. So if you've had AstraZeneca, you're required to get it AstraZeneca next time.
Sydney's COVID outbreak is now 3, but there's a possible 4th case in Baulkham Hills. So far, the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has not closed the border. So maybe this is a sign that we are maturing a little bit through this pandemic.
Look, I think we are. We're obviously getting better at handling outbreaks, and obviously they're happening more frequently anyway. And so I think that's a reasonable response. But we need to watch this outbreak in Sydney very, very carefully, because, again, it's, as I understand it, the Delta variant. This is very infectious, very nasty. And so clearly if caseloads increase significantly, we should all be worried. But at the moment, it's certainly being chased up, as is appropriate.
Professor, I know we're learning on the run and we don't want to be overly negative, but when it comes to the vaccine rollout, the lack of a big campaign to really encourage people to get the jab, the changing advice on AstraZeneca, the fact that we're so far behind the rest of the world when it comes to the vaccine rollout, it has been less than impressive, hasn't it?
I'm afraid I agree with you, Ben. I think it has been less than impressive. It really needs a jolt, doesn't it, in my view? And I think people are now really confused. It needs a big jolt, because the vaccines are way out of the mess with this virus. And it's just so important everyone gets vaccinated. And I mean just about everyone, if possible.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Professor Nick Talley, the editor of the Medical Journal of Australia. So you tell me, have you had AstraZeneca? Are you aged between 50 and 60? Have you had the first dose? Will you go and get the second dose? Or are you a bit nervous following this official advice that now says it's now only recommended for people over the age of 60? Mind you, they are saying that if you've had the first one and you haven't had any side effects, then the second one's going to be fine. But let's get some real life experience. There'd be plenty of people listening who would have had one dose of AstraZeneca. Are you lining up for your second one, or are you going to hold off?